New data about suicide in Utah was released by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and the Utah Department of Health today. And it's not good. As KUER's Eric Newman reports, the rates of youth suicide rose by more than 140% in Utah in recent years.
Taryn Hyatt survived multiple suicide attempts as a teenager. She says for people considering taking their own life, admitting it is a major burden.
I am in such emotional pain for whatever it is I'm experiencing that I'm thinking about ending my life. Think of the vulnerability that requires for a person to admit.
Today, Hyatt works with the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. She spoke during the release of a new study that shows suicide of 10 to 17-year-olds in Utah increased by 141% from 2011 to 2015. The report was a special investigation by the CDC. It doesn't answer the question of why, but it did reveal new findings. The majority were male, 35% of individuals had mental health diagnoses, and 15% identified as gay, lesbian, or bisexual. Kim Myers is the suicide prevention coordinator with the Department of Human Services.
The big takeaway was that it's not any one thing, and to hyper-focus on, again, sexual orientation or religion, or it's just the family's fault, gives other people a pass when it seems to me that the big takeaway is that everybody has to be involved. This is everybody's problem.
She says for the youth who are already getting treatment, they're clearly not doing enough. In this way, the new data creates as many questions as answers. Michael Friedrichs is an epidemiologist at the health department.
Hopefully we can use the data to do something different.
He says between creating better mental health services and helping kids who are at the highest risk for suicide, they can't keep doing the same things and expect different results. Eric Newman, KUER News.